Hi, good morning. It is wonderful to be with you all today. I am not dismissing Revolution Kids today. One, I'm not going to talk that long. And two, we have some work to do in just a little bit that I think you all will be very helpful in. We are going to have some scripture that we are going to talk about before we get to work. This is a picture of the Sea of Galilee. And I took this picture in June of 2019 when a group of us from Revolution went to the Holy Land. Brenda was there. And this is the setting of the scripture that we're going to read today. So I wanted you to see it. And the scripture is from John chapter 21. It says, "Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, 'I'm going to go fishing.' And they said to him, 'We will go with you.' They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, 'Children, you have no fish, have you?' And they answered him, 'No.' And he said to them, 'Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in, because there were so many fish. And that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far off from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish that you have just caught.' So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, 'Come and have breakfast.' Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, 'Who are you?' because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. And this was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead." And this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, the disciples, the thing I love about this story is the disciples went fishing. The resurrection has happened. The crucifixion happened. It was horrible. The resurrection has happened. It's awesome, confusing. They've seen the resurrected Christ. They have touched his wounds. But I think they were at a point where they didn't quite know what to do. So they did what you do when you're confused and you're grieving and you're waiting for something to go back to normal. They do something familiar, something that their hands knew how to do. And we're going to do that. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to do something that I know our hands and our hearts know how to do, and that's pack lunches. We are going to make 125 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and we're going to pack 125 sack lunches for Louisville Outreach for the Unsheltered, because that is something that we know how to do. And I love that when in the story, when they come ashore, Jesus already has the meal prepared. He doesn't look at him and say, "What are you doing fishing? What are you doing?" He just serves them food and lets the meal be what it is: presence, provision, the ordinary grace of gathering together for a meal in community. And the part that comes next in the story, after breakfast, Jesus asks Peter a very important question. He says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Jesus asks Peter this three times, and three times Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And three times Jesus responds with a commission. "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." It's a question asked with love, answered with love, and then comes the work. Peter's confession of his love of God leads to his calling in the world. So on this beach is a church, because there's a lot of churches in the Holy Land. Something happened here, we're going to build a church. And on this church, there's a plaque. And the plaque is remembering the first call of Simon that you find in the fifth chapter of Luke. And it says, "At thy word, I will let down the net." And that's found in Luke chapter 5, verse 5. But it also says, "The deeds and miracles of Jesus are not actions of the past. Jesus is waiting for those who..." I lost my place. "For those who are still prepared to take risks at his word because they trust his power utterly." And then I think it's in German, and I'm not gonna try that, but it's not fair. "Do you love me?" And if we say yes, God gives us work to do. A commission. Christ says, "Then care for somebody. Go to the people who are hungry, those who are hungry for food, those who are hungry for dignity, for hope, for belonging, and give them what you have." And friends, Revolution Church does not exist for itself. We are fed here at this table so that we can feed others. We are cared for here so we can care for others. Like that slide or that plaque says, we are willing to take risks at God's word because we trust God's power completely. We come to Revolution and we are joining Jesus in the revolution of transforming lives through teaching and serving. It's our lives that are transformed here so that we can continue the work of transforming the world. And every time we break this bread together, we are being renewed. We are being recommissioned for that work. And the mission of God doesn't begin when we leave here. It begins when we come here to this table. We come here to a meal provided, to a question asked, to an answer of, "Yes, I do love you." And then the work. So, before we come to this table today, I would ask you the question, not as an accusation, but as an invitation. Do you love me? Not me. Do you love me? And if so, I'm going to do this myself. If so, I invite you to come forward to eat and be filled And then we're going to get to work. You're going to come and then be the revolution. Amen?
Yeah, might as well.
Amen. Let's pray. Amen. Oh, merciful God, you stand on the shore of every morning, calling us back to you. You ask us each and every day, do you love me? And I would pray that you would receive our yes, that you would receive our lives as offerings of love, and that you would send us out transformed to continue your mission of love. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen. So if you haven't guessed, the rest of this worship, the rest of our time of worship today is in response. You'll be invited to come down the middle aisle to one station. Take a piece of bread and dip it in the cup as a reminder. A reminder of that question asked, do you love me? The answer of yes. And then we'll get to work.